Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You are now listening to The Awakened Soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of The Awakened Soul. This one's a fun one. We have Breezy making her return back to The Awakened Soul. And also, Ralph, I hyped this up on last week's episode. This is just a preview to the Super Bowl. Bree is a huge Eagles fan, and Ralph is a huge Patriots fan. So I couldn't help but to bring those two together. So yeah, it's going to be a fun show. I also have Brooke from she's an artist. She does her own visuals, and you know you'll hear her plug her stuff later on in the show. We're gonna go ahead and get into our intro music. When we come back from that, we're gonna go into a brief off the rip with Hayes, and you know what we do here after that is gonna be the show itself.
The awakened soul.
All right, now, so it's time to go off the loop with Hayes. You know, this is where I just talk about a few things that are burning on my mind, and I really don't have much this week. I really don't. I'm excited about the Super Bowl, but you heard that on this podcast. It's almost time for Black Panther. It's almost Black Panther weekend. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to my boys from Oversaturated. Ralph's on this podcast, but I can't wait to talk to them and discuss this movie. A, because we're really going to break it down. We're going to break it down as far as the cinematography, what it means for Black culture, everything. To have a superhero on this scale, a Black superhero on this scale, have a release that's just going to go amazing. We're going to do a live show afterwards. We're still working out the exact details, which we don't have much longer, so we need to get it together. I need to sit down with my boys, my brothers, and figure and hammer that out. But yeah, it's exciting things. We're also going to be announcing a new project that we're working on during that too. So it's a fun time just to be around what's going on in The Awakened Soul. Also got another thing brewing. The Awakened Soul. Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to tease it, but It's going to be some big stuff going on. Anyone who's listening to this, make sure you also check out Love, Lust, and Badass Soul, which is the other podcast that I host with the lovely Miss AJ Badass Jones. So check that one out. The last like four episodes have just been progressively getting funnier and funnier. But the one that's going to be releasing here in a couple of days, that one is going to be a lot more informational. So not as many laughs there, but it's still going to be funny as hell. So yeah, I mean, it's I didn't have much, like I said, off the rip to talk to you guys about today, but I definitely wanted to, you know, do my normal thing, because that is the format of the show, and talk to you guys about my excitement for Black Panther. My excitement just for all things like of the culture, and you know, going into February, we got a couple things. So every episode in February is going to have it's going to have a first in Black history, but not the typical ones. It's going to be some of the more unknown first in Black history, but we're also going to mix it up. You know, February is the month of Valentine's Day. We're going to mix it up and actually have some dating horror stories. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be funny, going to be hilarious. I got a couple of my brothers working on that. So Yeah, man, it's going to be a fun time around February at the WWP, and as well as me working with Andrew Bello. I need to hammer out the whole month of February with him because he's going to be around a lot, especially with this new venture. So, yeah, that's it. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to get ready to go into the Super Bowl preview, like I said, with Breezy Bree, which I think I'm the only one who calls her both Breezy and Bree, but nonetheless. And we also got Ralph from Oversaturated, the podcast. Huge fan. So yeah, there's an interesting discussion on the other side of that. We're going to do the first of my series that I'm starting with, just bringing in some black entrepreneurs, some people who are working with their own businesses in the black community, and that way we can help each other and we can all grow. So this is the Awakened Soul. We're going to get into that music. I'll see you guys on the other side for the Super Bowl preview. Ralph don't do good with Tom Brady slander. He will not stand for it.
So. I will not stand for Tom Brady slander.
That's fine. That's fine. Because I slander all day. Right? it's what I do.
Well, what's your quarterback name again? What's his name? I can't remember.
Nicky Six. Nick Foles. Yes. Get it right. Get it right. Because a lot of people get it wrong.
It's like his third team in the past, what, 4 years or something like that, right?
That's fine.
Okay, I'm just,
That's fine. It's cool. It's not a big deal.
Hit record.
I've been recording. I knew, I've been recording. I knew it was finna start.
Okay, cool, man.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right, let me do the damn intro. Y'all so damn silly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's football time. It's Super Bowl time. And I wanted to do something special for the Super Bowl, especially with the two teams that we're in. And luckily, I have a good friend who's a Patriots fan, in Ralph from Oversaturated. What's going on?
Nothing much, brother. Thank you for having me on again, CEO. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. And then I also know someone who's probably one of the biggest Philadelphia Eagles fans I know. And she definitely loves to talk shit. Anyone who's seen her... her social media post after the Eagles won this past weekend definitely can attest to that. And that's Breeze back in the building. What's going on, Breezy?
What's up? Thank you for having me back. You know it's my favorite subject in the world.
Well, I had it since we're me and you were working on three different segments for the Awakened Soul that you aren't doing your research on. I had to figure out some type of way to bring you back.
Look, the other three subjects require me to sit down and watch certain things. It's hard for me to sit still, obviously, with a almost 2-year-old. My baby's birthday's in 2 weeks.
So hopefully she can celebrate with the Eagles getting their first Super Bowl.
She'll be eagled out just like her mother, so it's fine.
Save that baby from that heartbreak.
Nah,
save it from their heartbreak.
It ain't gonna be no heartbreaks over here. It's not gonna be no heartbreaks, okay?
Man, so we're obviously here to talk to Super Bowl, Eagles, Patriots. Before we get into the Super Bowl itself, I want to know what was one of your favorite memories from this season for your team? We're going to let the ladies go first. Bree, what was your favorite Eagles moment from the past season?
I got to pick just one. There's so many, since they had the best record in football, for a number of weeks. We went on, a 9 or 10 game winning streak?
Facts.
If I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. I can't just pick one because every single game was that much more exciting than the last on both our offense and our defense. So, personally, I think the best game was maybe the Broncos game. When everybody on this planet thought we were going to lose because we were going against the number one defense and Von Miller and all of that. And we ripped them to shreds. Easy. I don't think Von Miller put one finger on Carson Wentz that game. Why? Because we have the best, left tackle or right tackle in the league? and Lane Johnson, he was handling business in that game. And then tried to console another defensive player because he's like, oh, man, you know, like I can't get to him. I can't get to him. My form is all messed up, blah, 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 blah. And Lane Johnson's like, no, dude, you good? You're fine. Lying in this man's face. But it was cool because, you know, that's just what the Eagles do. They rip teams to shreds. And Tom Brady is next on the list.
I'm sorry, I was asleep.
So we're going to come to Ralph. Ralph, what was your favorite moment from the Patriots season?
I mean, hey, man, we still riding that high off of that 25-point swing we did last year in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying. So biggest, you know, comeback in Super Bowl history. But this season, I don't know, man. The divisional round, like no, not was it against the Titans? No, I don't count that one. I'm trying to think. What was the game day? Oh, the Steelers game. Everybody was mad about
ooh,
it.
So yeah.
I told everybody on the
phone. Yeah.
It was not a catch. They mad. Like, I mean, sorry, Steelers fans. That was not a catch. Not so, you know, Tom Brady came back. You know, he do what he do for a quarter, just like he did against the Jaguars last week. That's what we do. So even if you up, you know, in the fourth quarter, don't get too hyped, you know, because they're going to collapse.
The key to that is hitting Tom Brady. But, I mean, that brings us to our next subject, the quarterbacks in this Super Bowl. Tom Brady, Foles, Ralph, I'm going to come to you first on this one, man. Your boy Tom Brady, one of the greatest to ever do it. Oh, Jesus.
This dude.
I wish people could see me talk about it.
In all realness, we gotta be real about this. We know the key to throwing Tom Brady off his game, if there is one, is to hit him early, hit him hard, and put him on his back as much as you can during the course of the game. Do you think that the Eagles defense has a chance of getting to Brady in his head like that? Because I think there is, and I think that's going to be the key to the game.
Oh, well, yes. I'll be a fool to say that the defense isn't a great defense. Like, that's, you know, I'm being objective now. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Can you be objective? We'll get on here in a minute.
No, I can't.
But, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's 40 years old, and if you start to hit him at a rapid pace, especially in that first quarter, because that's what you really want to set the tone, you can throw him off his game a bit, but is it going to be consistent throughout the game? Well, we'll see. But, I mean, we have a mastermind on the, you know, the sidelines calling plays and figuring things out, So it's like, I think we'll be okay.
No worries. I feel that. Bree, your team, I mean, lost their quarterback, but Foles has been stepping up, especially in the playoffs. Like, you can't mm-hmm. deny what Foles has been able to do. Right. But coming into this game, this is by far the biggest game of his career, considering he wasn't the Eagles quarterback. What do you think is going to be his biggest weakness objectively in this game?
I would say making sure that he does not put the ball in the wrong hands.
Turnovers
are the key to this game. And if he turns the ball over, we're going to lose. That's period. End of story. Like, yeah, in the – trying to think of what game it was. Actually, no, because we didn't even play that well in that game. And I was referring to the last game of the season against the Cowboys. He threw a pick. We ended up scoring no points. But the game didn't matter. The whole team was playing like shit. So it was a meaningless game. But turnovers are the key. Long as you do not turn the ball over, we'll be fine. Now, I don't think – Foles is going to turn the ball over because the Patriots are a 23-26 ranked defense. But I'm just saying, these are facts. These are facts. Am I mistaken? Do I have that number wrong?
Yes, you do. We're top five defense right now.
Top five defense where?
Look it up, NFL.com.
Last weekend with the last 14 played, they top five.
So you mad at me or you mad at NFL.com?
No, like, hold on. Let me look this
up.
Because
I knew that conversation would come up, so trust me, it's yes.
Wait, seriously? Is the top five? Yes. When did that happen?
No, they are because not top five.
At the beginning of the season, the defense was trash. I will openly admit that. But as the season progressed, they did get better. Numbers can change.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull this up myself.
I'm trying to look this up myself too. So let's see.
He's right. As far as points, you're going off points allowed. Well, it's their total defense. They're top five in points allowed, but they're number 29th in yards allowed per game. So.
Hold on. You're not all the way right. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. I'm just. Let me finish looking at my stuff here.
Because I promise you, I was like, NFL.com team statistics. It had the Patriots and the Eagles top five in both offense and defense.
Yeah. As much as I hate to admit, at least what I'm seeing too is they
that's what I'm saying.
18.5 points a game and the Eagles are at 18.4. So that's just points. So yardage though, they're way worse in yardage.
Probably passing yardage?
Overall yards. So overall yards per game, the Eagles average 306 yards allowed. And they're number four, where the Patriots average 366, and they're number 29.
Okay.
So, but the Eagles are top half of the league in every defensive category, though. Every single defensive category. So,
as they should be.
We worked hard on that shit.
Okay. We worked hard.
So both have good offenses.
Yeah.
But defense, if we're not just defense going off points. Games. Yeah, defense wins championships is the motto. So I don't want to make it just bad, because I already talked about Tom Brady getting hit and taking sacks for you, Ralph. Let me make one more point. Is that the Patriots defense has been ranked bad before. But in the Super Bowl, Belichick, whatever he does, whatever magic dust, aka cheating, He seems to do on his defense for the Super Bowl. They seem to be able to step up. So what are you going to expect out of your boys on defense, man, next week?
I expect greatness from them on defense. They always figure it out. Like,
well, I mean, it's easy to do when you record plays, but continue.
I mean, did they not record the Eagles walkthrough? Like, Didn't that just air like two days ago?
It was not the Eagles. It was the Rams. Thank you. And that was like hellas ago. But now, right now.
So you admit to the cheating. Okay.
Let's talk about that out the way.
Continue.
Let's talk about the fact that we've been better than the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So you have nothing on Seattle. Y'all have nothing on Seattle.
Okay. Y'all think
the fuck, but y'all got beat by the Giants twice.
True.
I'm just saying, that's true. Two premises on the record. Like, okay, that's God. Uh-huh. That's like God paying us back, all right? You know, that's over with. But we have won more times than we have lost. And that is always the greatest statistic of all, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, you can't argue wins.
Right. You can't argue with wins at the end of the day. You can't.
Facts.
But...
I would like to challenge this, like, because people always bring up this when it comes to Patriots fans, right? Nobody slanders the Saints for Bountygate, right? That was the year they went to the Super Bowl, right?
But that's not cheating, though. I mean, that's old school football.
That's old school football. Pants.
That's old school football. I mean, to say go out there and get, like, go out there and put people on their asses, that's old school football. The betting, no, that's not. But I'm saying they're not doing anything that gave them an advantage, except going out there and wanting to kill people.
You're still doing something that's just as bad, though, right?
Oh my God, really?
So wait, okay. Let me ask you this, Ralph.
I feel like this. If the Saints were in the Super Bowl, nobody would talk about Bountygate ever again because people love the Saints.
It would come up.
It would. Because people don't even talk about it now. Like, they barely talk about it. Because the Saints are the Saints. Nobody really loves the Saints.
Exactly.
But everybody hates the Patriots. So we can talk about that one instance in time.
Well, they got caught. They got caught cheating more than once, though. Do we forget Deflategate?
Wait a minute.
You were getting so mad.
Let me bring up a video that I saw on Facebook the other day.
Okay.
So I'm part of like several Eagles fan groups on Facebook. Yeah. So we share a lot of stuff, lots of videos, things like that. So since it's now Super Bowl week, a video was put up in one of the groups and it showed Tom Brady cheating. So in the video, the guy is recording the play clock. Play clock is winding down to 10 seconds. Tom Brady goes like this, raises his arm. Play clock resets to 25 seconds. On three separate occasions, three different videos, this is shown. And you telling me that the Patriots don't fucking cheat?
That sounds like...
You can't sit there and tell me, and the shit is on, the shit is on national TV. You can't sit there and tell me that is not cheating.
That sounds like some old conspiracy level.
Oh, it's a conspiracy?
Ralph, I will find
the video and I will send it to you personally so you can watch it. Okay.
That's fine. I've seen, you know how many people tag me and stuff daily because I'm a Patriots fan? I see all this stuff. So I'm not saying I haven't seen your video, but I've seen.
Can anyone explain that to me? Because last time I checked, players weren't allowed to give signals to change the play clock, if I'm not mistaken.
It's funny that the Patriots, you know, are the, you know, public enemy number one, fine, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, a fan like me, because I troll a lot, I don't make it, you know, good for other people to enjoy this greatness, but it is. But the reason I'm saying this is because it just seems like if the NFL really was, you know, holding shit down, I feel like they would crack down on everything. Like, if they
And they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. They let a lot of shit slide. And Roger Goodell.
But you think it's Roger Goodell? I mean, or was it before him? Because Roger Goodell.
It was probably before him.
I was about to say Roger Goodell's only been the commissioner since, what, 2006? Something like that?
Yeah, probably, something like that. Yeah.
2005. Patriots been winning since 2001.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where does it go? Like, how deep does the rabbit hole go? So it's like, is it on the NFL that the Patriots are like this?
I mean, it probably
it's on
is.
You. Pick a better team, though.
Hold on. Let me give you this sideboard, guys. I did pick the better team. I'm in St. Louis. And we had a trash team for 20 years, and they left. 20 years. They was only good for three.
Two and a half.
That's a damn shame.
I'm not lying. I did pick a better team, so I am comfortable in my spot. Yes, I have to defend a lot of allegations, which they are allegations.
Okay. Allegations that are on national TV. Sure, because that makes a whole lot of sense. Yep.
All right, let's get back to inside the lines. Come on. Like, because that is a rabbit hole to talk about the Patriots cheating.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so what are you guys expecting it to, like, your team to do best? We talked about the worst. What are you guys expecting them to do best? Ralph, come to you first. What, other than execute on offense, which is what Belichick does, if you had to pick a surprise that the Patriots are going to come out, when people walk away from the game and they're going to say, I'm surprised that the Patriots were able to do this well against the Eagles, what do you think that's going to be?
Well, I think it'll definitely be on defense, because I think our secondary is underrated. Patrick Chung, what's my man name? Patrick Chung and the guy with the dress, Gilmore, and the guy that made the interception at the end of the one Super Bowl that everybody hates. But those guys, my names are getting away from me. But I think that the secondary will actually be great. They'll actually hold the Eagles receivers. Not saying they'll lock them down, but you know, they'll manage real good.
What about you, Brie?
Well, this could be a rabbit hole, too. I'm just saying. But for me, the Eagles need to execute on all three phases of the game. Special teams need to lock it down. Defense needs to just go out there and play their game. And Nick Foles in that offense needs to be flawless. And when I mean flawless, I mean every pass. I need Nick Foles to have a game like he did on Sunday and better. That's what I need. Our running game needs to be on point. We rush for, like, I think over 100 yards against, quote-unquote, the best defense in the NFL. Yeah. I'm pretty sure if we can do that against them, we can do whatever. We can have our way with the Patriots.
I'm sorry.
We can. As much as everybody likes to think, like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a real back and forth. It's not going to be a shootout. It's not. I think it's going to come down to the defense. And last time I checked, our defense was pretty up there. And not a lot of people can score on our defense. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, those are facts.
We've held top running backs to under 60 yards. Top running backs. Who's the dude y'all got? Deion Lewis? What's his name?
Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, we're missing the biggest X factor of them all. What y'all gonna do with Gronkowski? Let me hear that.
Gronk is a problem.
Is he cleared from concussion protocol yet?
He'll be cleared. We got another week.
He'll be cleared? You don't know that. How you know?
You think they ain't gonna let him loose? As much times as everybody breaks the protocol. Now, that's something that's universal, and that really should be addressed in the NFL offices.
Right,
But they're going to let Gronkowski play.
How do you know that, though?
I know. But, I mean, we won last year without Gronk. So, I mean, you think he ain't going to get off this year?
Who did y'all play in the Super Bowl last year?
The Falcons. Oh. You know, nobody cares. You know, we won 25 points down. You know.
Y'all should have never been 25 points down against the Falcons. So.
It doesn't matter. They had a great offense.
But see, look, here's the difference between the Eagles and the teams that the Patriots play on a regular basis. The Eagles do not take their foot off the gas. It is a constant foot on your throat game. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's been this entire season. Mm-hmm. The Patriots don't go against teams that will keep their foot on their throat. The Falcons, they let that go. They thought that because they were up 25 points at the half, they could just chill for the rest of the game. Like, it's Tom Brady. And you could even say the same thing for Aaron Rodgers. Dallas. When Dallas went against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers last year, I believe it was the wild card round or was the divisional round.
I can't remember.
How do you leave Aaron Rodgers with a minute and 40 seconds and the ball? How do you do that? How? It don't make no sense because that man can drive all the way downfield. He is known for his Hail Marys. Even the greatest quarterbacks in this league have to lose. Dynasties get broken. Last time I checked, the last time the Eagles went against the Patriots, y'all lost. So you can't sit here and tell me that the same thing is not going to happen next week. You can't.
You don't understand. Y'all haven't been in the stage in a long time.
It don't matter, okay. But we're ready. We're ready. This is a regular thing for y'all. So all y'all got to do is go out there and play football. Fact. It is what it is. To the Patriots, this is a business. To the Eagles, we're playing with everything we got. Everything.
Because they're not supposed to be here. And then on top of that, their quarterback went down. I do believe that the Eagles are probably going to have more heart in this because the Patriots do attack it more from a methodical standpoint. So that could sometimes
it's always business, never personal.
Exactly. So
Eagles is personal.
Oh yeah,
it's
the Eagles are coming. And the thing is that it's going to be so personal for the Eagles is that they're going to have to learn to kind of rein that in some over the course of the game. Like they're going to come out fire. Like I expect the first sequence the Patriots have on offense, they're going to try to take off everybody's head. On offense, they may get penalties that may take them out the game, but overall, if they stay aggressive, if they stay with their game plan, they're gonna make it tough on them. I'm not gonna get into who's gonna win or lose. The Eagles better win.
Shout out to the Eagles.
I don't even bet on games, Bree. You know, I told you I put money on the Eagles,
and boy,
they came through,
the Eagles. Like,
they came through for me. But. That's funny, but I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how the two teams, how their different mindsets lead into the game and how it bleeds into the feel of the game. So I mean, I guess it's time. It's time. Bree, how much is your team winning by? Because I already know who you're picking.
My team. See, I thought last week was going to be a close game, and we blew them out the water. So I say Eagles win by 10.
Okay, Ralph.
I'm be a little bit more respectful. I'll give them. I say it either comes by either a one possession game, whether it be a touchdown or a field goal. So somewhere between 7 and 3.
Okay, I feel you on that. All right, so I mean that's it. Anything left you guys want to touch on before we go? I know Bree has a lot to say, but I was gonna say since we talked about predictions for the Super Bowl, if you guys are available, we should do a after show for the Super Bowl. We should definitely do that.
I'll let you know when I get my voice back, when I, you know, after we win and all that. Because I'm going down to the parade. Too bad y'all can't be here, you know.
You might want to wait, you know what I'm saying, if it's a heartbreak. Nah, it's cool. You might want to wait till Monday, you know what I'm saying?
It's cool. Look, I already took off work on Tuesday after the Super Bowl because I'm going to be on Broad Street partying with the Eagles.
I mean, you know, it's okay to have a second place, you know, parade. There's nothing wrong with that. NFC Champions is a good thing. You know, it's a great look.
Oh, man. Come on, Ralph. Come on, Ralph.
I'll be just fine.
I've been taking it all episode. Now I got to be light. Now I got to have a heart. No. Ain't none
of that. Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, so be on the lookout for that. We also got Ralph, man. Should we tell the people yet what we working? No, Johnny isn't here. We need to wait.
We'll wait.
Black Panther. We still got to get to that. But all day. Once February hits, it's all Wakanda. Bree, tell the people where they can find you.
Find me on Instagram. Damn, what is my thing? Miss Barry. One underscore or two underscores. I don't remember. And then you can find me on Twitter, too. I believe that one is the same. Miss Barry. MSBERY, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, it's about to get... Ralph, I hope you ready, dog. It's about to get real.
Listen, you're just one more person that I have to worry about tagging me in something if they lose. But I got something for y'all. I got
when they lose, that Michael Jordan crying face gonna be on everybody on the Patriots, dog. Somebody gonna do it.
I'm probably gonna be with Ralph during the Super Bowl too, because I'm definitely gonna be in St. Louis. So I can't wait. Like I'm just gonna be looking at him the whole time if they're losing. Like, yeah, damn, bro, you need another shot.
He gonna be nice and gone before the end of the game, so you don't have to remember that ass whooping that y'all about to take. Okay.
I'm the most humble guy you ever want to meet. Until I'm
Ralph, and I'm the most humble girl. Look, the Eagles have not been anything these last couple years. This is a revenge game for us.
I understand. Okay?
That 2004 game broke every heart in Eagles Nation.
But let
every
me say
single
this,
heart.
Was that the year Donovan, like, after the ACL tear?
Yeah.
I'll even say this, like, just being a football fan, it hurt not seeing Donovan and T.O. not win anything.
Yeah.
Right.
They did get to that point, and, you know, the Patriots won, but, you know, now that I can openly admit.
Right.
But that's all you get.
But y'all going down next Sunday.
Ralph, I
did be a rap.
Tell the people where they can find you, man. I ain't give you a chance to plug your stuff.
Oh, man. You can find me at Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, The Mind of Ralph. Also, you can listen to Oversaturated, the podcast. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play.
That's what's up. Well, definitely check out Oversaturated Podcast, my brothers. I'm sure that we'll be all over social media Super Bowl weekend. I'm sure if we're going to all be together, it's going to be crazy. But be on the lookout for that. But now it's time to get into a segment that I'm excited to do. And like I said, it's helping promote black businesses. It's helping promote entrepreneurs. It's, you know, I always said when I had started this platform that I wanted to use it to do something. The whole point of this is to provoke thought, conversation, but also to help the culture. So I have the platform now. I have the base. I wanted to do something different. And so we're going to get into some more music, because, you know, I love music, people. And then on the other side of that is going to be me with Brooke.
I'm an artist.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to do something different, and it may turn into something that I do periodically, maybe once a month, and that's, you know, do a spotlight on some local, not local, well, not where I am, but Small black businesses and entrepreneurs and things of that sort. You know, we are the Awakened Soul. If I can use this platform to help anyone grow what they do at all, then that's what I'm here for. But I have a guest, someone who has helped this show, is also going to help on another project I'm working on. She's an artiste, not an artist, an artiste. Miss Brooke, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing wonderfully.
Yeah.
Working.
You're always working. You're always working. But that's part of what why you're here. And so we can talk about your work. But before we talk about the work, we have to know the person. So you are a graphic designer, artist. And you, mm-hmm. you do more than just that as well, right?
Yes. I do a lot of stuff.
So yeah. So tell us about you. How you got started? What makes design your passion? But first, like I said, about you. Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm from the best city in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri.
That's a lie, but keep it going.
Home of the Kansas City Royals and
who
Chiefs.
Suck.
We're not in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was born and raised here, and I come from a family full of artists, interior designers, painters, musicians, fellow graphic designers. And I actually was going to go to medical school, but found myself doodling on my notes and thought, wow, I could so do this for a living and get paid for it. So I switched majors my freshman year in college and never looked back.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you were able to find your calling and not waste time going to school for something that you ultimately didn't do. So, how fulfilling is it to do what you're passionate about?
It is amazingly fulfilling. It's of course work, but it's very gratifying to help shape brands and help put people's ideas on paper or online or on a t-shirt or on a car, or you know, it's helping people bring their visions to light and to life.
What are some of the more well-known, like for anyone who wants to get familiar with your work and see something that's kind of easily accessible or out there, what's some of the most well-known things you've done in design?
Let's see. Well, if you went to my college, UMKC, that was a long time ago, but I did pretty much all the activity graphics and posters and t-shirts back then. I co-designed a vehicle wrap for the government. But you have to be in the region to know that. I'm kind of working on with a pretty big name in our state right now. I don't want to name drop just yet, but we'll just say he's in basketball, and he's trying to start up a organization here, and yeah, it's pretty big. I'm super excited, but I'm working towards the big stuff, but I'm open. So,
what was the first piece of artwork that you sold? Do you remember? Like, it could be something as simple as something you did in high school, just a doodle, like, but what was the first piece of art that Brooke was able to sell?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't know. I used to do these. This is back when the whole, I think Nike was, not that it's not popular, but I used to do like Just Do It stuff, draw on folders, and kids would want to buy that for some reason. I won contests, not necessarily sold my stuff, but that's pretty much it.
So I'd like
to sell more stuff. I mean, I have some pretty cool college work that I wouldn't mind, a piece that I did that I wouldn't mind selling, but It's all good.
Let me find out you the Kansas City version of Nola Darling. Let me find out. But that show was dope. So you come from a family of artists. Like, have you ever collaborated on any piece of art with your family that you're really proud of?
Kind of. It wasn't necessarily art, but it was the blueprints of a home.
Oh, okay.
My mom and I designed.
So what don't you do? What don't you know how to design? Like, so if somebody, if I wanted to hire you to do interior design, you're telling me you could do that as well?
Yes, I could. Yeah, I could do that.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Okay, so we're making this about you. We're making it about your art. We're making it about what you want to do, because I know you have like big hopes and dreams and stuff to do in your city. But as far as like just personal, have you ever created like a personal piece of art? If it's too personal, you don't have to share it, but just something that really means a lot to you, that may be on your wall, maybe on your computer, maybe something that you never even shown anyone else. I know you got to have it.
I like my logo. I pretty much like, I'll put my artwork out there. I don't really have any stuff that I wouldn't put out there. Maybe a vision board that's really not complete, but but yeah, I mean, I put little clips out there on my Instagram page and Facebook, because I enjoy what I do, so I don't mind sharing. But no, I don't really have pieces that I've done just for me. If I have more time, maybe.
So okay, I feel you on that. You got to take out time. You got to design yourself something other than your own logo. Come on now.
I know,
I need you to do my back tattoo. So like, I'm gonna have you work.
Okay, now that would be. I've been asked to design tattoos before, and I've actually done one, but he did a modified version of it.
Do you hate that? Like, so how does that make you feel? Like when you design a piece of art and then they alter it a little. Does that at all bother you? Do you look at that and you're like, that was not the design? Like,
yeah, like especially. Okay, so I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. So like when I'm designing logos and I really really like one, mm-hmm. and the client is like, oh, I don't know, like, oh, well, this one right here, like, usually it's my favorite one that I try to push for. So yeah, it's usually the gut feeling ones that I'm like, you gotta go with this one. So that's pretty much like I can get, you know, because I just feel it, like this one is gonna work, you know. But yeah, you have your moments where you're like, oh, please don't touch it, but then they want to make it a different color, or, you know, change the font or typeface or whatever. So yeah,
I wasn't that difficult, was I?
No, you okay. were one of the easy ones.
I am. Haze is not easy. I resent that comment. No,
he's easy, man. Yeah. He's easy.
So, I mean, I do want to ask you more about your art. But we're gonna take a break from talking about the art, because, you know, I kind of skipped over some of the things that I wanted to do to get to know you. And everyone knows music is a huge part of the Awakened Soul. It's a huge part of the meaning behind the Awakened Soul, because, you know, people hear it and they think, oh, you're on that stay woke bandwagon. I'm like, no, actually, the name of my podcast has nothing to do with staying woke. But I have to ask you, if you had to, and I think me and you had this conversation before privately, but we're going to have it on air. Your favorite artist of all time. If you had to pick one artist to take all of their music on a secluded island and that's the only artist you can hear, who would it be?
Oh, man. That's hard for somebody like me who loves a ton of genres. And, oh, Well, I'll just take this one off the dome because I love her to death. And it's Amel LaRue.
Okay.
She's not only beautiful, but her music really, really speaks to me. So,
what's your favorite song of hers?
Let me see. What's the name of it? It's off of the long. What? See, I could have been ready. Is it Wild as the Wind or something okay. like that?
Yeah, I think I know what song you're talking about. So mine, it's just to answer, no, go ahead. Huh? Go ahead.
Oh, it's I don't know. It's freeing, I guess, to me at least.
Okay. I feel that. And I'm trying because I've been getting emails because I always ask my guests personal questions. They're like, Hayes, why don't you answer them yourself? It's not about me, so I don't usually, but I'm going to answer this one. Anyone mm-hmm. who knows me knows that I'll pick this person. And that's Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder is my favorite artist of all time by far. He transcends genres, absolutely, a musical just mastermind. Yeah. So yeah, if I had to take his whole catalog of music, I'll be okay. But mm-hmm. interesting enough though, if I had to pick one song to listen to from here till forever, and that was the only song I could hear, it's not actually not a Stevie Wonder song. It's Smokey Robinson, Cruisin'. Like I can listen, I can yes. listen to that song on repeat, and I have at times. Like there's like I driving to St. Louis one time. I think I listened to that song on repeat for like 2 hours. So
wow,
I love that song.
It's dope. I like his version, yeah. and I like D'Angelo's version.
Fuck that. Don't.
Hey,
I hate D'Angelo.
Is dope.
Okay. Listen, D'Angelo had dope songs. As an artist overall, he's like a two-hit wonder to me.
Two-hit wonder.
Yes. Yes, a two-hit wonder. Okay. So another big part of The Awakened Soul is also TV and film. Because I love movies. Mm-hmm. I love that genre. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask the same question. I'm going to ask it a little differently. What's a movie that you love, that you absolutely adore, that people wouldn't assume that you would like as much?
The Godfather?
Everybody likes The Godfather.
Okay, I absolutely love the movie Carina Carina.
Oh, wow.
And... yeah, I love that movie. What are you saying? Oh, wow, for?
Because I didn't expect... Carina, like, really? I don't know if that's anybody's favorite movie. But,
well, it's mine. I love it. It's so... like, I guess because... okay, there's a little history behind that. Because, okay, when I grew up, my mom was actually dating a white man. So I thought that was the thing to do. Like it wasn't like, you know, taboo or anything. I was just like, okay. So I could kind of relate because at her age is when, how old was she? First grade, I guess, in the movie. Molly, the character. And so I could kind of relate to her in that way. So yeah. But I also like Whoopi Goldberg and the other little kids on there too, but yeah, it was just a cute movie, but it was kind of heavy at the same time, dealing with death and racism and, you know, just yeah.
I could respect that. Mine would be I hope I don't get murdered for this, but Risky Business. I love that movie. Like that is one of my
looking like, good, Billy Ray.
I love that movie. I love it. Like it's one of the few movies that if I'm like scrolling through something on TV and it pops up, yeah. I have to watch it to it's over. Like it doesn't matter what point of the movie it is. It could be 10 minutes left in the movie. I'm gonna stop and watch the rest of it.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It is. It's hilarious too. Like it's a really good movie. all right. So the next question about you is, what's something that makes you cry?
Oh, it's something that makes me cry. You get me all like, we going there?
Yeah, we're getting deep. We're going deep.
Okay. Well, when people let me down, like when, or maybe, you know, yeah. When I don't know. Wow. Okay. Let me think real quick. Maybe I thought things were one way, but then it just kind of, I don't know. That's not a good one. Something that makes me cry. Why you? No, that's a put me on the spot.
That's what we do here.
Chick flicks. How about that?
Oh, come on. That's a cop-out answer, no. Man. You want me to go while you think? You want me to give you mine while I think? While you think?
Yeah.
All right. So, for example, like something that makes me, and I don't cry much. I'm not a very emotional person, but I have kids, but when my daughter cries, I cry. I tear up. Let me not say I don't boohoo, but almost every time. And to see her hurt, like she like falls down or hurt, like I get so upset that a tear usually falls down, especially if she's like bawling. I can't. Like my sons, I'll just be like, get up and dust it off. Yeah. When my daughters, either one of them, when they hurt themselves or they cry or they're hurt by something. Yeah, usually a tear will roll down my eyes, just like a half thug tear.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Aww. Now it's your turn. Come on now, give it to me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Usually, I'm good. I'm in tune with my emotions all right, and all of that.
We'll move on. I won't pry. I won't force that one.
I don't
you.
Cry. I never cry.
That's a lie and a half. That's a bold faced ass lie. What's something that makes you laugh out loud? I don't mean just chuckle. Something that completely makes you just obnoxiously laugh.
Ooh, Martin. Being around my cousin, my older cousin, because we could just look at each other and laugh.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
We're just two goofballs.
You are a very goofy person, though, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a little bit goofy. If I'm not smiling or laughing, something is wrong.
All right. Let's get back to the biz. Let's get back to talking about your art. So you've done podcast artwork. You've done artwork for... like you've done like entire like brands and stuff like that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's one thing that you haven't got to design for yet that you want to?
I would love to design billboards for Times Square, but I would also like to do sports teams, like their graphics.
That'd definitely put you on.
Preferably NBA, NFL.
Okay, I like that. I like that. All right, so this is, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap up. But before we do, I want you to give another young entrepreneur, someone who's thinking about starting a business with something they're passionate in, give them some pointers. Give them a few things that they could check to make sure that it's something that they'll be committed to doing. And just some advice for anyone who's listening to this. And then after that, we'll tell the people where they can find some of your artwork and reach out to you so they can hire you.
Okay. A few pointers I would give to an up and coming or an entrepreneur or a creativepreneur, as I like to call myself, is to link up with... sometimes your city may have organizations that are free, and they basically help you with your business and give you a mentor. So I would strongly advise you get a mentor who's been in the game for a decent amount of time, like 10 to 10 years or more, and who can relate and who is connected. It's all in who you know, but definitely a mentor, definitely learn how to operate your business. Write it down, have a plan, link up with like-minded people, and you should just set yourself up for success. So do your research, mentor, be around like-minded people, be patient with yourself because it gets overwhelming, long hours. Have fun, live it. Don't talk about it, be about it. So,
well, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So that was everyone. That is Brooke Hawkins, a very talented artist, who you will be seeing her artwork on. I can't even announce it yet. We still haven't announced the project yet, but she knows what she's doing. Brooke, tell the people where they can find you, your artwork, and also how they can reach out to you to contact you.
You can find me in St. Louis rolling on the... No, I'm kidding. You can find me on my website, B as in Brooke, currentdesignco.com. Or you can find me on Instagram, Brookie B, as in boy, or Brooke, 2183. That's Brookie B 2183 on Instagram. And Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, Hawkins, on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, but not really. I don't even know my handle. So Instagram or Facebook, you can DM me or email me, or just go to my website to contact me, becurrentdesign.com, or oops, becurrentdesignco.com.
All right, y'all heard her. She said those DMs are open to slide into. Get in them DMs. But no, all jokes aside, Brooke, I want to thank you for taking time out to talk to me. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing because your art is definitely dope. And I'm going to keep bothering you.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing me to assist you.
No problem. No thanks needed. But adios, people. I love y'all. I love my listeners. Love each and every one of you guys. Me and Brooke are signing out. Good night.
Bye.
All this shit I did, now they supposed to hate. I can't even count the diamonds in the rolling face. Supreme clientele. I feel like Ghost and Ray. I just did a weekend for no license. Need to smoke an eight. Light up. Pieces in my sock, hope I get up the block. Homie, if you know you not no shooter, just give up the Glock. I don't want no pussy, boo, I'm tired, just give up some top. Jumping out, fresh beef and brocks, hit the reefer spot. Cleaner than my second bath for life. Shit, my man got life. Shot a nigga right on second half, right in front of his wife. What's the price? Time to get the cash. Necklace full of ice, I'm chilling. Zanny's made a killer. My white boy created an app and it made a million. I own half. Stop sipping lean and took a cold bath. Seen fiends stone grab since Firm did phone tap. Nas jumped on Forbes list, then I watched my life change. Off the bucket list, all my life I wanted a white range. White cane, Spike influence, junkies do the right thing. Courtside next to Spike, it's so funny how my life changed. Fear God collection, told Jerry I need that new shit. Label get the front and I pull up on some Ice Cube shit. All them niggas been getting money, this ain't no new shit. Stop acting like you gon' do something, you ain't gon' do shit. How I get in the mouth, hard to figure out like a Rubik's. 8-ball full of diamonds plus a fully loaded pool stick. Watch how you talk to me, anything make my moves. My life is a gamble, good with the desert, feel like a camel. I looked up to Tony Montana, Tony Soprano. Them niggas ain't gon' ride if you die, they only get candles. Somebody gotta get violent, only way they understand. My life is a gamble, good with the desert, feel like a camel. I looked up to Tony Montana, Tony Soprano. I can't even count on the bitches my niggas ran through. Somebody gotta get violent, only way they understand.